It's hard to imagine, but Carmen was actually a spectacular failure when it was first presented in 1875, and composer Georges Bizet died never knowing that his opera was actually a huge hit.
And if he had lived even another year, or if he'd been alive at his own funeral, he would have read all these wonderful critical notices that the Paris newspapers had turned out saying what a genius he was, when just a few months before they had said that, you know, he was not able to find his way or that the subject matter was unattractive.
Today, the story of the fiery gypsy, her glamorous toreador Escamillo, and Don José, the soldier who kills Carmen in a jealous rage, is a top box office draw and continues to fascinate audiences all over the world. Welcome to Opera in Brief with F. Paul Driscoll, editor-in-chief of Opera News.
What do you, F. Paul Driscoll, think of Bizet as an opera composer?
Oh, I think he's brilliant. What he does for each of the characters is give them a calling card that tells us exactly who they are and where they are emotionally right away.
L'oiseau que tu croyais surprendre, battit de l'aile et s'envola. L'amour est loin, tu peux l'attendre, tu ne l'attends plus.
Is she really as tough as she seems? Has she no heart?
The question of Carmen having no heart is an interesting one. I think she has no sentiment. She has no sentimentality. She has no room for excess emotion. She reacts very quickly in a particular situation. She sizes up people brilliantly. She picks José as the person who is going to be her ticket out of chains. For Carmen, love is something that, you know, she entertains briefly and then moves on to the next thing, you know, like a hummingbird with a flower or any of those images that one wants to use. They all come from nature and from wildness and impermanence. From the first moment that we see her, I don't think she's expecting to collect Social Security. I don't think she expects that she's going to have a nice long life. I think she considers herself very fortunate to last four acts and then it's over.
Let's talk a little bit about Don José. Constantly being labeled naive is the word that I constantly see. How is it possible that this man could be so blind when it comes to Carmen and all of her bad intentions? I mean, is he a stereotype?
I don't think he's naive. I think he's sex-obsessed. I think that he has a taste of sex in all senses of the word, and I'm not saying that to be cute, but I think that she presents very differently than most of the women that he knows. He is obsessed with her. There's just no way around that. When he's talking to her about this flower that she threw to him, she's teased him and turned him down, and she's acting terribly towards him because she knows he's obsessed with her, and she knows that rejection stimulates him. If this were Carmen in 2012, she'd probably have a therapy practice on Park Avenue. She reads people incredibly well, but this guy is a total goner. You can sense the desperation and the pain. It's a conventionally beautiful melody, and it's wonderfully phrased, but you know that this guy is about to go off the deep end. The tricky thing about Escamillo is the range, to be perfectly honest. You want someone to walk on stage who looks as if they could step into a bullring and kill a bull. But it is something which lies low for baritones and high for basses.
Votre toast, je peux vous le rendre, Seigneur, Seigneur, car avec les soldats, il est correct.
You have to immediately look at him and see the power, the charisma, the sex appeal.
So in a way, they're almost more two of a kind than she and José.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you'd say that someone who's a thief and someone who's a bullfighter are both task-oriented. They're going to be focused on relatively short-term endeavors and then move on to the next thing.
I have one last question to ask. What is it that makes F. Paul Driscoll want to go back and see another Carmen after all the Carmens that you've seen over the years?
It's never the same twice. It's absolutely never the same twice. It can be interpreted and sung and acted dozens and dozens of different ways. It is a character that has infinite variety, and I think the fascination will always be there. And why wouldn't you want to go back and listen to it? The music's beautiful.
You've been listening to Opera in Brief with F. Paul Driscoll, editor-in-chief of Opera News. To learn more about Bizet's Carmen, visit OperaVore at wqxr.org. You can also hear a complete performance on OperaVore.